What's the Netar of Yom Kippur? What's the Netar of Yom Kippur? So the Netar of Yom Kippur is Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem Titaru. That the Netar of Yom Kippur is that the person stands is Ayma Lefnei Hashem. Now it's like this. Lefnei Hashem Titaru. How does the Netar of Lefnei Hashem set itself up? What are the Lefnei Hashems that he have in Yom Kippur? So he said like this. He said that Lefnei Hashem is, well, of course, tshuva is necessary. Without tshuva, there's no Lefnei Hashem, because he's not the Shevel Hashem. He has no relationship to God. There's no tshuva. Okay. But the first Matar is, so tshuva goes without saying. The first Matar is Vidui. Vidui. Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Because by Vidui, you say, Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem, Chatos, Yerisi, Prashanti. So Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. The Vidui Yom Kippurim was the vidui of the Kohen Gadol, and they say that why do you have 10 viduyim on 10 viduyim? Pick a bullet, says why do you have 10 viduyim on Yom Kippur? Because the Kohen Gadol was maskir the shame 10 times. So it says it's not just stam remes, but what it means is what the concept behind it is that the haskaras hashem is the haskaras hashem b'migdash is matayar. So the vidui itself, since vidui is lefnei Hashem, so it should be the same amount of times as you have the Zekaras Hashem. Because Zekaras Hashem is the Migdash, is lefnei Hashem. This is when the Om heard, they said Baruch Hashem from Chosu Mavad was a lefnei Hashem. So therefore, you have 10 viduim kineged the 10 shemes shel Hashem of the Kohen Gadol. Because Zekaras Hashem is lefnei Hashem. Zekaras Hashem is lefnei Hashem. Okay. You know, especially according to the Rambam and the Maariv Rucham, that Haskaras Hashem wasn't Stam Haskara. But Haskaras Hashem means there's a concept of Hashem. So it means that's how's a person Lefnei Hashem when he relates to God through understanding God. Okay. So that's why you have 10 Vidui. Because Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Now, all right. The arise at the Kaparah, of course, Yom Kippurim takes place through Lefnei Hashem. That's what we're saying. The Matar is Lefnei Hashem. That's why by Soyer HaMishtaleach, the Gemara says that it's not Kaparas Domin. Because by Soyer HaMishtaleach, there was no Shechita. But what was the Kapara? The Vidu was the Machapar. The Vidu itself was the Machapar. It's Kaparas Dvan, the Gemara says, not Kaparas Domin. So you see that the Vidu is tied in with the Lefnei Hashem. Because the Vidu is the Machapar, and the Machapar is Lefnei Hashem. Okay, so Vidu is Lefnei Hashem. That's one thing. That's one way in which a person brings about the situation of Lefnei Hashem is through Vidu. Through Vidu, he causes the Lefnei Hashem to be realized. Okay? Yes. So you see that the pasuk says that in terms of Lefnei Hashem, Kapar and Tara are both Lefnei Hashem. Kapar and Tara might be two different things. It might branch off into two different things. Kapar and Tara. But in terms of Lefnei Hashem, they're both the same. Right. So obviously, Kapar is Lefnei Hashem. Kapar has to be Tara Lefnei Hashem. The fact that the two different things doesn't mean that they're both not. That if one is Lefnei Hashem, the other one's not Lefnei Hashem. Two different things, but they're both Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem and Yom Kippur is. So the first Lefnei Hashem was on the person and his father. The second Lefnei Hashem Yom Kippur is Tefillah. Because on Yom Kippur, it's not just the halacha that you mispal like every day you mispal. Every day you mispal is a separate halacha. You have to mispal b'chol yom. Ram says, Mitzvah Midrashim, mispal b'chol yom. But on Yom Kippur, there's a separate halacha of Tefillah. Because on Yom Kippur, through Tefillah, you're oimed Lefnei Hashem. Because what's the definition of Tefillah? What's the essential definition of Tefillah? That's Lefnei Hashem. That's the first Reb Chaim over there. Chaim and Tefillah. That a person does, even though ordinarily mitzvah is saying tzriches kavana, you don't have to mechaven, but for tefillah you have to mechaven. Without one kavana, pirshim milas to magrav rami yetzer. But there's another kavana that you must have always in tefillah, otherwise it's not a tefillah at all. And that is that you oimei lefnei Hashem. That's why the Gemara says you have to stand with your feet together, just like the malachim do. Why? Why do you have to do these things? Because through this maisa, through this action, you become aware of the fact that you're Lefnei Hashem. It's like Malachim. The Ram says, Kilo Oimed Bashamayim, the Ram says. it's all halacha that the person should be aware that he's aimed lefnei Hashem, all those halachas.
During the whole tefillah.
As Rav Chaim said, if a person forgets his lefnei Hashem in the Shemayin Esrei, it's bracha levatala. Bracha levatala. He has to be constantly, he might not have to know every single word, Pirush HaMilas, from Magana from his Yetzer. You know, you should know, I mean, the basic idea of all the other brachas, but if he doesn't, from Magana from his Yetzer. Okay. But the lefnei Hashem, if he forgets for a minute that it's lefnei Hashem, then it's not my tefillah. See, by Avram, Avram I didn't know I made lefnei Hashem by tefillah, when it was misfal for the five ayores. Okay? All along it's true that tefillah is lefnei Hashem. But over here, the lefnei Hashem is a separate kiyum in Yom Kippurim. Because Yom Kippurim, the tahara of Yom Kippurim, the kapar of Yom Kippurim, the tahara takes place through lefnei Hashem. Okay? So therefore, when you mispowel on Yom Kippur, so you create a situation of the Lefnei Hashem, and the Lefnei Hashem is a part of the Kaparas of Yom Kippurim. Do you know what I mean? You understand? Is it clear? No. Okay. Paratar. In other words, the element, the Metahir, the Kivayem is a Yachapar Lechem Metahir is from the Kochat Asechon Lefnei Hashem to Torah. So what is the Mechapar? What's the Metahir? What is it? It's Lefnei Hashem, right? Now how does the Lefnei Hashem come about? So there's a few ways that the situation of Lefnei Hashem is brought about. One way is through vidui. Because you see the relationship to the Haskaras Hashem. Haskaras Hashem is certainly Lefnei Hashem, right? And vidui is, you say the same amount of vidui as you do, like the Haskaras Hashem. So one way is through vidui. So vidui is Lefnei Hashem. A person is misvada, that's when he's in a situation of Aimei Lefnei Hashem. Right? That's one way. Another way of Lefnei Hashem is through tefillah. You know what I mean? Tefillah is halacha that whenever a person is mispal, he's always considered lefnei Hashem, right? Now, therefore, when a person is mispal on Yom Kippurim, so he creates a situation of lefnei Hashem, right? And the lefnei Hashem is precisely the element that's mechaper in Yom Kippur, right? Okay, so therefore, precisely the element that's metayer and mechaper in Yom Kippur. So therefore, the lefnei Hashem as tefillah is a kiyum in Yom Kippurim. You understand what I mean? Okay? In other words, you understand? The tefillah is a situation of Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is a part of the Kapara Shem Kippurim. Tahara Shem Kippurim. So therefore, the tefillah in Yom Kippur has a double kiyum. A kiyum of tefillah, every day higher than the spala, right? But then there's another thing that it does, is it creates the situation which is an integral part of the Kedusha Sayyim of Kapara and Tahara. So the tefillah in Yom Kippurim is part of the Kedushas Hayom, right? Okay. Now he said like this: the day of Yom Kippurim is a day of Lefnei Hashem. So when a person is followed, creates a situation of Lefnei Hashem. So then the Kedushas Hayom he fulfills. The Kedushas Hayom is realized through the Lefnei Hashem of Tefillah. Okay. So you have two ways: through Vidui and through Tefillah. Right? Okay. Now he said something very interesting. He got a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. If the pasuk wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't be permitted to say such a thing. But the pasuk does say it. What does the pasuk say? Vayavar Hashem al panav v'yikra malameit shenisatef hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur v'hera loy l'moshe seder hatfilah amaloy kolzman sheyisrael choytin yasu lefonai kaseder hazev ani moichel lohem. Alright? Shem Hashem Hashem ani ukan sheyechtonam ani olach sheyechtonam. Okay. Alright? So the understanding of Hashem is like, Ayavar Hashem Alpanov, that Hashem covered his face. Plain shot in the pasuk, Ayavar Hashem Alpanov Shal Moshe.
Yeah.
But the Gemara says no. It means Ayavar Hashem. Yechon says it means Ayavar Hashem Alpanov covered his face, and he read out the Yedumah Midas. So he said, Melamech in the Sadeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took a talis kaviyochol, put it over his head like a shliach tzibur, right? And he showed to Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tefillos, and he said, whenever my children are chayit, my children sin, you should do this Seder, and I will be Moichel. do what I'm doing now. See? Okay. So, he asked one question. He said, why does the Gemara say, Il mole mikra kasa the efshe laimrei? What does it mean? Il mole mikra kasa the efshe laimrei? I mean, if the pshat is that you can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misatev, okay, so you don't have, the pshat is you don't have to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misatev. All you have to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a figure of a shliach tzibur, mu'ut of betalas, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the form of the menorah. You know what I mean? What's umole mikra kasa the efshalom? Why does it say if it wouldn't be for a pasuk, you wouldn't be allowed to say it? What's so terrible? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, showed Moshe Rabbeinu how you do say the tefillahs. So he showed him what a shatz looks like with the talus off his head, and that's it. Okay? And what's the shot over there? Is Hashem was the shatz. I mean, there's no purpose in that. Right? So he said like this. He said like you said, though, but he explains what the halacha, what you derive from this. He said the pshat is that whenever the halacha is that whenever a shatz is oila lefnei ateva and says slichos, it really is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it. You see, that's the pshat. Malameish and isatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the shatz. Now that you can't say, because that's already, if it wouldn't be a pasuk, you're not allowed to say such a thing. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anthropomorphic. You know what I mean? But the so over here, but the Torah says that there is some concept over there. The Torah says so that it means that there's some limit over there. What it means exactly, I mean, I have to understand. But halachically, that's the way it is. Halachically, it means that whenever the shatz says slichos, so really it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying slichos begreinei shel hashatz. Okay. How could they say that a boss of a dumb is a boss of a dumb is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is a shatz?
But with the pasuk, you could say
it. Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says.
But with the pasuk, you could say one shatz, and Hashem was a shatz. You
could
say it's
one
with the
pasuk. Yeah, Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu what he should do with Dara Dara. It wasn't something that he did then. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Understand? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "When Kishabonai Chaitin Masul Lefonai Kaseder Azeh." That time wasn't the shatz. He was a shayinachan, a shatz then. He was a shatz then, for of course it was. Well, that was after the kapara, but the kapara took place then in Yom Kippurim. That was the first kapara. But it was with Deris also. So it means that inacham Hashem was a shatz for that time, for the egel chet egel that was, right? And then lederederis, it means it always is that way. So that's what it says. If it wouldn't be for the pasuk, wouldn't be allowed to say such a thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the shatz. You see? So therefore he says that you see from this that whenever, from this Gemara you see that whenever the shatz is mispalel, so really the shatz is a double shliach, he said. The shatz is a shliach of the kohol, but he's also a shliach Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that whenever they do chatayim, asu lefonai kaseh rezev, and imach alahem, right? Actually, shatz is double shliach. He said Moshe Rabbeinu also was a double shliach. Because first Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach Hashem from the snare, right? And he was also a shliach of Klal Yisrael. So the shatz really is a double shliach. But the shatz, actually, the shatz is a shliach of Hashem, and the shatz is kivayochol b'mokam Hashem. Interesting thing, huh? It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the shatz. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the shatz and Moshe Rabbeinu was the kol. But Bezman Hazeh, when a regular shatz goes up, so it goes up in front of the Yomit, so the shatz is really B'makam Hashem. It's as if Hashem is saying the Yudgim Amidas. He's saying B'makam Hashem. Okay, that's a tremendous Kiddush. That's the Yeshalema. Okay. Yeah, it is like this. Let's clear shutting him off. So he says that that's why... Understand how it works. We're talking now from the halachic framework. What it means metaphysically is a different story. Okay. The malamik kasa the efshel aimrei, so you can understand it's something that's very deep metaphysically. I mean, you wouldn't even say it. A person wouldn't even be able to say such a thing. But halachically, we have a right to utilize the concept. The concept is true. What exactly it means, we don't really have an accurate understanding of it, but halachically, we utilize that concept. You're allowed to utilize that concept halachically. Okay. Now, it's like this. Slichus is a tefillah, and every tefillah needs a matya. Every tefillah needs a matir. Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, you have the matir that the Chacham on the Sakin, Abahem Kamenethin, on the Sakin, Daniel was Mispal three times a day, and then Ashkenaz on the Sakin, what the tefillahs are. So for every tefillah, you can't just Mispal to Hashem. You have to have a matir. So for Shemoneh Esrei, you have a matir. Where's the matir for Slichas? Slichas is like a new tefillah. Where's the matir? This Gemara. So slich is like a separate tefillah altogether. You see, so really you have four shmanesers. Erev Avikvot Zarayim and slichus. Slich is separate matir of slichus. Okay, slichus is a matir what the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu. He said Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu. And the halacha is that the slichus must be done precisely the way the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's why he mentioned that the slichus, the shatz must say the slichus. We always did that way in the yeshiva, because the Gemara and the Gra, he mentioned, he emphasized very much last night that the shatz must say the Hashem at Hashem. Not only that, but he said the other tefillahs, the shatz should also say in the slichus. Of course, Makaleinu and the tefillahs Anenu Hashem Anenu Misha Ono, they should listen. He says they want to say it, if they want to say it with him, they want to answer him, they could say it after him. You understand me? But they should listen to the shatz say the slichus. Slichus belongs to the shatz. That's what the Gemara says. Malam Eish and Esafik Arash Bachar Yishtei Tzuru. Certainly Hashem, you don't need this. I mean, without that, this is nothing. And he mentioned that in most shuls, everybody says Hashem. So this is absolutely not slichus. Slichus is... We always did a way to shiva. Then it's okay, but the most places they don't. Most places everybody just says Hashem. Most places that's what they do. Just everybody just hops in Hashem. What? I never asked her. No, if you don't have to do more than Akash Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. He says, and the shatz is really is the main. That's the shatz. What is the shliach tzibur? If you're not going to, let me put it this way: if his shlichus is nothing, so then you're saying it is worthless altogether. You know, in certain things you could do that. For instance, it says by Hallel they do. They say, "Hey, Lashem Kitoiv." You're supposed to say yes. Sorry. "Hey, Lashem Kitoiv Kulam Chastei." So everybody's supposed to answer, "Hey, Lashem Kitoiv Kulam Chastei." Right? Okay. Then Yemen Yisrael. Then everybody's supposed to say Hod Lashem Kitoiv Kilon Chasta. He's supposed to answer the shots. You're not supposed to say Yemen Yisrael, but the Mishnah brings down that people say it. They say Yemen Yisrael before because they're afraid maybe the shots didn't have in mind, so therefore they'll be missing part of Hallel. Okay, so by Hallel you can do it, but over here it would be worthless to say Hashem. Why? Because Meman of Shach. If the Shliach Tzibur is not being made to you, so then you have no right to say Hashem. Anyways, there's no Shachas. You see. So really the right way is that the shatz should say it. Everybody should listen. That's why we always did it in Yeshiva. Shatz should say it, and everybody should listen. Okay, but he said even more. He said even the other tefillahs. So Anein Hashem, Anein Misha Ano, the whole thing he also shatz should say, all those tefillahs. Special tefillahs that brought down the Gemara, so the shatz should say. He also mentioned that about the, like a lot of places where they sing in the Chazaras HaShatz, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They said it's a very bad thing because it comes out, it says if they sing V'yes O'yuchal Akol Avdecha, alright, so they miss a little bit of piety. But if everybody sings Mechal Kol Chaim, so then it comes out that the Tefillah says Shatz. The Shatz never said Mechal Kol Chaim, because the Shatz was saying it quietly with everybody else and he never heard the Shatz. So it comes out that the whole Bracha, or the whole Musaf, is Bracha Lavatol, Bracha Lavatolos, because he missed out the Shemay Nasa. See? But a lot of schools, they do it the way. It's wrong. The right way is the shatz has to say everything. Everything that's supposed to be part of the tefillah of the chazar is a shatz. The shatz has to say. Otherwise, you have to hear it. It has to be audible. Okay. It's not ikar shmoneh esrei. I'll tell you what. The yeshiva was like this. When I first started, I tried years ago, a couple of years ago, when we first started, I tried to say all the piyutim out loud, but I just didn't have the strength. It was impossible. You can't do it. So what I did was, some of the piyutim I let the kohol say, you see, and I didn't say it because the reason is because it's not really ikar shmoneh esrei anyways. So the kohol says there's nothing wrong with the kohol saying it. You know what I mean? So they're saying some piyutim. Yeah, but I mean it'll be awfully difficult to go through every single piyut and have the shot say every piyut. I mean, some of the piyutim you miss. You can't, you know, the bus of the dawn, you can do whatever you can. You can't do more than that. But the ikar shmoneh esrei you can't miss. The main piyutim you say, you know, ikar shmoneh esrei. Yeah. Why is there Atifa? Why is the shatz misate? Why is the shatz misate? So he said the shatz is misate precisely for this reason. because Atifa is, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesate. It says, Vayered Hashem Ba'anon. Vayisiatev Yimayishan. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesatev Ba'anon? Why? What does it mean? What does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesatev? Interesting thing, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesatev? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesatev Ba'anon. Vayered Hashem Ba'anon Vayisiatev Yimayishan. What does it mean? It means Atifa represents one thing. It represents Kilo Yirani Adam Vachoy. That's the Pasuk, right? Because a person cannot, in his state, in this world, cannot really conceive of God. And to attempt to conceive of God when he can't is a very harmful thing. It's a very bad thing, because what would happen is he would have the wrong conception. See? So therefore it's not allowed to. That was the Maisuel Velatzile B'nei Shalosh Shalosh Yado Vayechazu Esol Akim Vayechlu Vayishtu. Right? That they saw the Sachas Raglav Kamaisei Livnas Asapioch Etzem HaShemayim L'Toha. And the Rambam says that the pasuk is not being meshabeach what they saw, but on the contrary, it was being megana what they saw. Because it means they had some physical concept tied in there with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and therefore they really were chayav misa. Okay, so that's why Vayera Hashem ba'onon means the concept of onon symbolizes the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there must be a dividing, it must be something that covers a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Can't really see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. What? That's right, hidden from us. Yeshiva say so. Hidden. Okay. Because since Amiras HaShatz is, what is Amiras HaShatz? Amiras HaShatz is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So it's like Gilui Shechina. By Gilui Shechina, you have to have Ita, you have to cover yourself. But you can't look. By Ashtar Moshe Panov, Kiyori Mahabad Al Olakim.
So how do you
do that? It's the Makam Shechina. The Shechina is on the Shatz. The Shechina is there on the Shatz, so the Shatz has to cover himself. So the same thing by Kehan, by what? Hashem, right? So that means when the Shatz is saying it, it's as if Hashem is Baruch Hu saying it, right? So it means that it's B'makayim, so that means that his action is tied in with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's action, right? Now if that's the case, so therefore, you can't say Kadosh Baruch Hu's action. But if that's the case, it means that's Gilui Shechina. It means it's as if this action is directly related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina, whenever a person gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to cover himself up, because he's not allowed to view. He's not allowed to look at the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Right? That's the same reason why everybody knows by Birchas, by Kahanim also, that the Kahanim have Ituf. Why do Kahanim have Ituf? That's why you're not allowed to look at the hands of the Kahanim, the Migdash, I mean, the Migdash, it's the Ashkina Shera, Bein Yedehan. So therefore, you're not allowed to. Why aren't you allowed to look at the Shekhinah? What's the reason? The idea is that a person can't really understand. Of course, looking is symbolic for understanding. You can't really understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, no, you can't. Yes, it requires a tifa. So therefore, that's why the Kahanim, why do the Kahanim require Atifa? Because by the Kahanim is the same thing, it's also Gilui Shechina by Kahanim. Why is by Kahanim halachically Gilui Shechina? Because the thing is like this. It says, the Rambam says, how could it, don't ask a question, he says, how could this Kainan Amoritz be Mevarach HaTalmud Chacham? Right? This is impossible, it doesn't make any sense. There's no kasha. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'samo Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'ani Yavarachem. So the Kayin isn't really the Mevarach. Ain a bracha talui el Hashem. Nothing in Kol Yisrael is nothing. The only bracha is Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing is a stam brachas. Only one Mevarach. Avarach is myself. Hashem is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No other Mevarach. So therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do the mitzvah of Birchas Kehanim, and the Kehanim say the bracha, then va'ani avarachem. Not impossible. Some shemini zav ani avarachem. Right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu really is the Mevarach. The Kayin does the Maisa mitzvah. Of Amira's Pesukim, the Amira's Bracha. But the actual Mevarech, then when they finish, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarech. Vani Avarechem. It's not the Kohen, it's not a Mevarech. The Kehanim require Atifa. Why do the Kehanim require Atifa B'Shas, the Mevarech, the Kohol? Because since it's Vani Avarechem, Vani Avarechem is Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina requires Atifa. That why the Rambam says that when a person goes from the Kabbal Shabbos, so the Rambam says that the Hasidim HaRishonim, they used to be Mis'atef B'tzitzis, and they say Boyu Likras Shabbos HaMelech. Remember, I think we did one of the Atifa. So what's the meaning of Atifa? What is that? Remember? Because the Atifa really comes from Tefillah. Why is a person Mis'atef by Tefillah? Because it's only Lefnei Hashem, and Kabbalah Shabbos is Kabbalah Lefnei Hashem. So Atifa is always Atifa. The concept of Atifa is the Isser Histakwas. That's the concept of Atifa. It's an Isser Histakwas Bashem. That's why you must have it. Okay? And a hat. Hat is Atifa. Actually, a yarmulke, really. Is that what you want to ask, John?
What?
What do you want to
ask?
Yes, I'm just saying right now. The reason is, the Rambam says that you're supposed to be Mis'ateh. Genayhu le Talmidei Chacham she'ispalu b'la'itav. Right, the answer?
Yes.
Because why? Because the halacha is whenever you're misfollow, the definition of tefillah is lefnei Hashem.
So it's lefnei Hashem.
So if you're lefnei Hashem, you have to cover yourself. Of course, it's an issur stakless from Makai. What? I don't understand. By tefillah, there's a difference between tefillah and between shots over here. The difference is the same concept, but it's not exactly the same. Because, for instance, by tefillah, if you're not misateh, if it's not makev, and it's not by tefillah, it's gnai to Rambam says. The right way is to be misateh. To wear a hat. That's what the whole thing of wearing a hat in tefillah. But the. But over there, that's also a type of gilish shchina. But the shots is an actual. The shots is a more direct form of gilish shchina than by lefnei Hashem. I mean, it's a little bit different, but it has its common ground. Do you understand what I mean? By the shots is an actual direct gilish shchina. See, that's why the shots has to be misateh.
That's why it's not.
But the kohol listens.
Kohol.
Himself, because the shots covers himself because he's right now there's gilish shchina. See, he covers himself because this act is an act which involves directly a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That symbolizes Gilui Shchina. He has to cover himself.
Is that Makin?
What?
Is that
Makin? I would say that's essential in Slichus. Malamish is definitely missing. I don't know if he wouldn't be it at all, but I would say he's missing the essence of Slichus. Malamish is out of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shlich Tzivu, Rehlel Moshe. Apparently that's the essence. That's what I told somebody who was wanted to put on the Misatif. Razna was really
Rav.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Okay? Wow, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Gilui Shchina, so you have to cover yourself up. That's why the Shatz has to cover himself, and that's why the Kohanim have to cover themselves.
Right.
But then there's by Tefillah also. Over there, it's not Gilui Shchina by Tefillah, but it's Lefnei Hashem, so therefore it's proper always Lefnei Hashem to cover yourself. That's not a Makeh. It's not a Makeh.
The
Rambam says it's Genayil Tamei Rechon. It's not right. But it doesn't say it's Makeh. Over here, it's essential. Why? Because over here it's direct Gilui Shchina. It's a different thing, you see? But it's all involved in the same. What's the whole concept is Lefnei Hashem? What's the concept? The concept is that this is the way Yad has formulated philosophically the concept of a person's relationship to God in terms of knowledge, that a person has to know that he cannot possibly kilei rani adam v'choy, even Moshe Rabbeinu can't really understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's important that this concept should be known. So therefore, the halacha takes this concept and gives it a form. You see, that a person has to be misateh in recognition. He has to be aware of the fact that he's gilui shchina. He doesn't have any. He has no right to mistakel. If mistakel now, he'll destroy himself. You see, that's formulated halachically to give the person that idea.
Right.
You see, you have the idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
Shatz during the year is like the rest of us. May Hashem, not like the shatz and sleichas.
The call is not just the tekhanim of varch, and the call is nothing. The call has to be Shemeya, and it has to be Aymed Kimayi Betfila. That's the halacha. Because the bracha takes place with the call, panam el panam to the call of the kohen. It's all one thing. So therefore, that's why it's supposed to be Ain of Lamata, like by Tfila. What? You can't compare, you can't make analogies between the different ways, you know what I mean? Over there, the separate halacha that between the hands, so that's why the call can't look between the hands. But here, by the shots, there's no halacha that there's any specific Gilu Shchina on this. It's just the halacha is, in general, just like the Kahanim themselves have to cover themselves. Why? Because they're involved in a maisa that involves a Kadosh Baruch of Aniyah Varachim. Means when they finish the bracha, our Kadosh Baruch is Mavarach. That means that their maisa is related to our Kadosh Baruch's maisa. So therefore, they're in the situation of Gilu Shchina. They have to cover themselves up. And this is stockless. You see? You understand what I mean? The shots, that's why the shots has to cover him. That's a separate thing. It involves a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore the Gilui Shchina relates to him, so he has to cover himself up. But over there, the only reason why he mentioned the fact that between the hands of the Kahanim that you're not allowed to look, because that shows you that the Birchas Kahanim is Gilui Shchina. Otherwise, what's the idea between the hands of the, you're not allowed to look? Because it means, Vani Avarachim means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly involved in the bracha of the Birchas Kahanim. The Kahanim enunciate and formulate say the bracha, but the Mavarach is Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they're directly involved in his action. So that's, and you see to what extent, because you see there's halacha that they now look between the hands of the Migdash.
Now you are.
That's Shchina. So the Berachas Kohanim is brought about through the Kohanim and the Kohl. It's not just the luck of the Kohl is passive, doesn't do anything. Kohl actively partakes in the bracha. Has to be punim upon him, and has to be shemei. It has to be like Eimei B'tfilah, so Eineim L'mata. That's really it.
What about the other
thing? You know what I mean? It doesn't mean over there, that for a Talmud Chacham you require a tifa, and for another person you don't. It means that everybody requires a tifa. Everybody's Baal, but it's such an important thing that there was a Gnai for the Talmud Chacham. Of course, for the Amaritz, it wasn't a Gnai because he didn't know what was right from what was wrong. You know, to him, he wasn't embarrassed. But in Ram is showing you the importance by telling you that it's a Gnai of the Talmud Chacham, not a Halacha special Talmud Chacham. You know what I mean? Also, I know that somebody asked me also, why by Davish Lush you have to cut yourself? The Rav holds also away that the you need a tifa. The reason is because really Davish Bikdusha is derived from the Kaddish from the Shira Samalochan.
Right.
So Vishmei Maram is also Lifnei Hashem. That's why. So Davish Bagdush is also Smei Hashem. That's why by Davish Bagdush you require a tifa too.
What is that?
What?
What's
that? Kaddish, Yehesh, Mei Rabbah, Davish Bagdush. Anything that requires a sara.
Yeah. What would you say? What
would
you
have to
do? I mean, that's the reason. That's why saying, no, I heard from the Rav many times. That the Davish Bagdush you have to tell you. That's the Davish Bagdush you have to do. Because it's Shir Sam Alachim. It's not a Rosh Magula. That's it.
Okay.
I want to understand something. I mean, it should be clear that the halacha, there's big barriers, big lines between halacha and between philosophy. Of course, the underlying concepts that of the halacha that we're discussing are very deep metaphysical concepts. It has to do with a person's understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to do with his seeing. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a physical thing, right? So therefore, it has nothing to do with it. But the concept is chazal through the halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then and where Chazal explained the different things is show a person what to do halachically to reflect the ultimate philosophical concept, because a person is physical. A person looks at seeing as understanding, as knowing, even though it's not really true. Real knowledge is totally has nothing to do with sight. But since in this world that's the way knowledge comes from the senses in this world, knowledge is tied to the senses to a degree, you see, so therefore the halacha is formulated in plain terms, that a person should have be aware of the concept. The concept is a metaphysical one; it has nothing to do with sight. But the halacha is formulated so that a person should have a knowledge of what the at least the direction towards the concept. You know what I mean? That's the purpose of halacha, to make a person aware of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of the way he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he doesn't know exactly, precisely, that it could take a person 100 years to even find out something about it, about the relationship. But at least Allah gives him a direction, he knows where it's at, which direction it is. You know what I mean? That's the purpose of Allah. Okay. First of Hashem is what?
Vido.
Second one is? And the third one? The third one is Slichus. But that's also Fnei Hashem. Okay? All right. It was like that's why in the yeshiva we're noyeg, and the Rav mentioned many years ago, but it was brought down to check through the old machzerim. There was always slichas in every single tefillah. The reason is that's the reason, because slichas l'fnei Hashem. That's an essential part of the tefillah slichas. But every Yom Kippur there should be slichas. But what happened is for some reason, unfortunately, they stripped it out of the machzerim, the later machzerim. If you look at the old machzerim, you'll see it says kanarim slichas. You know, but it says it in small little print. So nobody says it. Nobody just passes over. Or maybe some people say, can't I remember slichas?
Rav Amram!
You go through Rav Amram going to Siddur. You go through the old Siddurim, you see they always had slichas. Rav Amram going to Siddur, you say it 6 or 7 times in every tefillah.
How many?
6 or 7 times.
Isn't
tefillah
itself
a tefillah?
What?
The reason is, yes, why have to have the slichas in every single tefillah? Why the old Siddurim say the slichas in every... Apparently, when Chazal were misakin the tefillahs, they were misakin that the lifnei Hashem of tefillah should be tied in with the lifnei Hashem of the shots. The two lifnei Hashem should be tied in. Should be tied in together. See? Should be tied in together.
That's
why every tefillah you have to have.
That's the Torah,
lifnei Hashem. That's right. The Torah, lifnei Hashem. Okay? Do you also be tied into tefillah? Hashem the Bagana is only the shots and the Yachid. All tied in, all the Fnei Hashem are tied in all together.
Oh,
Ram and Sanhedrin. You got a Ram and Sanhedrin over there. A person should be mu'utif when he's mekabel. Wait a minute. When Birkas Levana, because the Gemara says Birkas Levana is mekabel Pnei Ashkina. That definitely is right. That person should be mu'utif. Not only that, but that's why they know to say it Matzoy Shabbos. Why do they know to say it Matzoy Shabbos? Because not only ituf, but a person should be dressed. Should be dressed nicely. I mean, there's a kiyum. Let's say a person mekabel a person says Birkas Levana in the middle of the week. There would be a kiyum if you go in and get dressed up in a suit, you know, and walk out. And that's why now let's say under the gag you have to walk out. Mekabel Pnei Ashkina. It's Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina. Definitely that bracha definitely requires ituf.
Also on
the Rambam is in Perek Gimel from Hilchas Sanhedrin Halacha Zayin. Kol Bezdin Shel Yisrael Shehu Hagun Shchina Imohem. Lefikach tzrichim hadayonim leishev be'ema v'yira v'atifa v'kevid reish v'asal hakel reish elasachek elasafa besicha betela bebezdin ela bederetera v'chachma. Every bezdin that's hagun shchina imohem. See, the Rambam says openly, what's the lach whenever you have shchina? You require atifa. That's the Allah. Allah is that the that is Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzav Vadaskel Kavakim Yishpray. You see that every bezin is Gilushchina. Every bezin. Yeah, so Ram says you need a tifa. You see, a tifa is required when Gilushchina requires a tifa. So you have Gilushchina by bezin. You have Gilushchina by kahanim. You have Gilushchina by shatz. Okay. Alright. The Rav said that there's a halacha like this. The halacha is brought down the Ramah. The halacha is that the that when the shatz is mispalel on Yom Kippurim, you should have two people, one on the right side and one on the left side. And we said last year, so we're going to do it this year. That's the way you should really do it. Yeah. Did you do it last year? Oh, okay. Let me do it last year. So that's what the Ramah says. Why? They learn that from a pasuk. Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalled by a malek, so Aaron v'chur tamchu yadav mizeh echad. Right. So you see that you need two other people. Each one you need another person. One mimine, one mismaylai, to help the shots. Okay. And that's why he says that even though the Magen Avraham brings down that we don't do it, that we're not known to do it. And the rest of them is followed by many Gedolei Yisrael that insisted that that's the way it should be done. That's the right way. Because learn from Pasuk. Learn from Pasuk. Aaron v'chol chatos. Because what is three? Three is a bezin. And by a bezin you have what? By a bezin you have Gilu Shechina. So it's another Lefnei Hashem. It says the halacha used every possible way of bringing about the awareness of Lefnei Hashem, instituting halachically formulating the situation of Lefnei Hashem. Because that's the whole matar of Yom Kippurim. Because that's why you should have one on each side. Why? Because three together make a bezin. And what does Rambam say? Kol bezin hagun Shechina imam. Right? So come out, you're right. Comes out that the sounds out of quiet.
Whoa.
So he says that that's why you have one on the right, one on the left, because together they comprise a bezin. Bezin shechina shariman. Okay. Came into a bezin. Because just because two people are standing around, hanging around, doesn't make them to a bezin. Otherwise, you'd have the butt of dinner wherever you go. See if you would. But the best one, another best one. It's always be mutter. So, he says, the bezdin is only when bezdin paskins. That's the halacha, when bezdin paskins. Right? When bezdin paskins. Where's the psak of this bezdin? So the answer is the psak is here in the sitter. It says like this. When you start off before the kol nidre, you say like this. The yeshiva, this sitter says, be yeshiva shel milo, be yeshiva shel mata. The Rav has it the other way. He says, best way the other way. Be yeshiva shel mata, or be yeshiva shel milo. See? Al das ha-mokon of al das ha-kolo at-kol, onu matirin l'espalel imo avayonim. What is this? Nice tune. Be yeshiva shel milo. What does it mean? What does it mean? What's the pshat? He says, what is, that's why you have to have three. Why do you have to have one? You have to have three. One on the right. We're only noig for Kol Nidre to have three. Many places. They're not noig like the Ramah says. The Rav says the best way is to noig like the Ramah. All Yontif have three. But the reason, why do you have to have three? Because you need a bezin. And what is a bezin paskin? The bezin has to paskin, right? So what is a bezin paskin? That is the matir to be mispal with the avayonim. Who are the avayonim? What does it mean avayonim? Avayonim doesn't mean mechalel Shabbos. Avayonim means people who are over takonas hatzibur. Because the tzibur, they used to make many takonas. And a lot of people, of course, didn't listen to all takonas hatzibur. So they were matir to mispal. They were matir to mispal with the avayonim, the people who were over on takonas hatzibur. So that's the psak. They gave a psak. They were matir, they gave a psak, they functioned as a bezin. Now they're a bezin. Okay?
For how long?
Same three. For how long? What's the answer? For how long? For how long? For as long as the heter applies, which is all Yom Kippur. The heter is the matir mispal with the avayonim, all Yom Kippur. So as long as the heter applies, so they're still a bezin.
Is that why it's the first
tefillah? Matir mispal all Yom Kippur. So all Yom Kippur, they have a din of a bezin.
Is that why it's the first tefillah?
First tefillah. How are they matir? How are they matir? No, so you don't have to tell you what. How are they matir? Hold on a second, see what happens. How are they matir? They're matir through Kol Nidre. Because what is Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is Hataras Nadarim, right? That's another function of the Bezin. Hataras Nadarim. The Bezin is matir neder. That's another function of the Bezin. Now, the Bezin is matir neder, but they're matir nidui also. Because it says, Vacharome. Charomim. Charomim is nidui. You see? Okay? Nidui means if anybody violates Takonas HaKohol, he's in Cherem. He's in Cherem. Cherem. Charomim. He's in Cherem. So the Bezin, so how are they matir to be mispal with the Avayonim? By being matir, then they're matir through Kol Nidre. They're matir the Cherem from the person. Otherwise, you can't go near him in the Zalat Amis. You see? All year long, they didn't do this. Why? Because all year long, he couldn't go to Zalat Amis. But in Yom Kippur, in order that he should be able to have a Nakiyam of Tshuva and Kapara and Mechil and Slicha, so they were matir the Nidui, so that he could be mispal together with the rest of the Kohol. Okay? Did that answer your question? Right?
Does that do the same?
So he matir Yom Kippur, and then afterward he goes back?
Okay, matir is Nidui, in order he should mispal with the Tibor. Yeah. You see? Matir and lispal him avayonim and Kol Nidre. Because in the Kol Nidre, he's matir the Cherem from the guy. You see? That's how he's matir.
But okay. There's no guy here, really.
I can't believe him without the... Bezin shall matter. That's what it says. Be yeshiva shall matter. Who be yeshiva shall mylaw. Al das ha mokav, al das ha kol, all the terms follow in Vayana. Why? Because the bezin shall mylaw agrees with the bezin shall matter. See, that's the way the halacha works. The bezin shall matter gives a psak, and bezin shall mylaw agrees. That's always the way by bezin. Because even though the halacha, even though, let's say for instance, the bezin shall matter made a mistake. They're only human, right? The person make a mistake. So they made a mistake. What's the halacha? Allah is their right. Allah is right. That's right. Allah is their right. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim to the bezin shamat. As long as it's a bezin hogun, bezin does everything properly, and they go through the halachas as much as they can, as far as their minds can understand. And they paskin even if they paskin wrong. The halacha is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim. That's what it means. The yeshiva shamato, the yeshiva shamaila. Anamatir in the aldas and aldas akol. Anamatir is following vayon. Why? Because the yeshiva shamaila is maskim to the yeshiva shamata, because that's the way halacha works. Right? Nice, huh? Yeah. The reason why it says the yeshiva shamayla is because the yeshiva shamayla agrees with the yeshiva shamata, so that's the halacha of Shechina Imam. That's the halacha of Shechina Imam. HaKadosh yeah. Baruch Hu is with the Bezna. Right?
No.
What they're saying actually is that this Bezna really is bringing Ashra Shechina. That's what they're saying. This Bezin brings Ashra Shechina. Has to bring Ashra Shechina. Yeshiva Shomata Paskins. Yeshiva Shomayla agrees. It's Ashra Shechina. That's it.
Look
at this. Is the Nislach L'chol Adas. The Nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael V'lager Hagar B'Sechom Ki L'chol Ha'om B'Shgaga. Now what do you find unusual in this Pasuk? The and found this possible. Yeah. No, Gergav Sechum. Yes, Rabbi, Gergav Sechum. What's the thing? There is a change of a word here. From Adas to Om. The Nislach Chol Adas B'nei Yisrael V'la Gergav Sechum Ki L'chol Ha'om B'Shgaga. You see? What's the difference? Why does it change? It could say the other way. V'nistach l'chol am b'nei l'chol am Yisrael v'la gerag al-asechem ki l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'shgaga. No, that way would be ridiculous. You see, it doesn't fit in right either.
What's the joke?
Why?
Is it just almond thing?
No! It's between Adar and between Arm. The term Adar and the term Arm are two different terms. The term Arm symbolizes a lower form of a sociological group. Arm. The Gra says Arm comes from in, with. They're all together. People are together. That's Arm. So any group that's together, that emotionally shares something together, that's already an Arm. An emotional level, people share emotions together, they want to be together, that's an Arm. That's a low level.
Very well.
Adar is a higher level. Adar is a higher level. What does the word Adar come from, really? The word Adar, change the word. The word Adar comes from Vad. The Vad. Vad means a Vad that gets together for Adar. For Adar. You see? It shows the element of Chochmah is there. That's Adar. That's why by the Maraglim, Admasai la Adar Haro'ah Hazeh. Why? Because they all got together. Atas Maraglim. Atas Maraglim. You see? That's where a person uses intellect. That's already a higher level of getting together. There's emotional getting together, that's Am. You see? But there's intellectual getting together, that's Ada already. That's a higher level. That's man. That's Adam. See? Chabasik means is like this. That's why by Moshe Ben says, Kishiches, Lechre Kishiches Amcha. Amcha, low, some emotions. Some emotional people, that's what it is with the eagles. Interpret the pasuk. How's it go? V'nishlach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager go b'selchom ki l'chol ha'am b'shgara. What is it? Explain it. What does it mean? Is that really if the person is a bal seichel and it was Adar, so then there's no kapara. Because admasei l'Adar ro'azayis. Right? Hibadlu mitecha Adar ro'azeh. So Adar means that they used their intellect, they got together with their intellect and they used it, and then they used it wrongly. That's the end of it. That's it. You know, the end of the line already. See? So there's no hope anymore. That means that his intellect is corrupted and he's completely distorted. That's it. Finished. That's Adar Raza. So then there's no kapara. That's impossible. When can kapara take place? Kapara can take place if they still didn't. They're just on the level of Am. They don't know what they're doing. Just emotions. They don't know what they're doing. See? There's hope. Now they're emotional, but if they develop, they'll develop their intellect, they'll see things, they'll understand, then they will they still have the Tzelem Elokim. It's not distorted yet. They just didn't reach the level. See, when they reach the level, they utilize their intellect, then they'll be in a high madrega. But right now they're on this low level. See? If they reach the level, if a person uses intellect already, his intellect is corrupted, then he's finished, that's it. See? But if he didn't have a chance to use it yet because he's not on that level yet, so then there's still hope. That's what it means. The nishlach hachol adas b'nei Yisrael. Because really, this is they're really on the level of Am. They're not on the level of Adar. You see, that's what it means. They're Am. That's what it means. It means that in terms of the chait, they really aren't on the level. That's the shot. So just like you take when now actually the roughs are like this. That this is also part of the psak of Bezdin. That Bezdin paskins mishpat paskin on slicha and kapara. You also need psak. Because there's slicha and kapara b'teras chesed Hashem, mata klape chesed. The Gemara says Rav chesed, he gives slicha and kapara. But he says that type of slicha and kapara is a shnura slicha and kapara. He says the real slicha and kapara that a person should look for is the slicha and kapara through mishpat. He says it's tzadkenu ba mishpat hamelach hamishpat. Rav dar Hashem hamelach hamishpat. Right? So the real slicha and kapara should be through mishpat. Mishpat of course requires what? Requires Bezdin. So he says that's the pshat. That's why the Bezdin Shalmata over here is done. Klal Yisrael, and they say that we're changing the Zedonis, the Mezid, we're changing Tishgagas. How do you change Zedonis Tishgagas? Can't you say no, because they paskin that the reason why they were over is because they're an Am. Because they don't really understand. They're an A. It's true, they're an A. They regard certain things. But regard Taveris, they're an Am. Kilachol ha'om b'shgaga. Regard Taveris, they're all Am. Okay? That's right. Baal with the Avayonim, the Matar the Nidui, Matar in the Dorim. So they function as a bezin, and the last psak of the bezin is the bezin shalmata paskins that they are considered shegigin. And hopefully the bezin shalmaila agrees. Yamar Hashem salachti kidvaracha. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu. If a person has emotional problems, he's on an emotional level, so the mind is still pure. So he could show him with his mind, say, one second, what are you doing? Does this make sense? You're ruining your life. He's like, he sees it. Changes. His whole life.
I can't separate his intellect from
his intellect. Is only in service. That's really a behemoth. Once I mentioned it. A behemoth is where the intellect is in the service of the instincts. An animal also has intelligence. They make a lot of experiments that show that animals have intelligence. But the intelligence of the animal is only used by the instinct. It's never used as intelligence per se. An animal doesn't sit back and contemplate the... Let's see, what am I doing with my life? Or what's going to be in the future? Now, he contemplates that there's a banana on a tree and he has to get it, so he'll sit down and the intellect starts working. His mind, well, I don't know if I call it intellect, but some type of intellectual performance, you see? The reason is because it's totally under the domination of the instinct. But man is different. Man can contemplate freely. That's why man is so unhappy. He can contemplate, he knows he's going to die, he knows... He has to worry about tomorrow because his mind works not that's against the instincts really because it's pain, but the mind works freely. That's the difference between man and a behemoth. Not only the quantity and the type of intellect that an animal has, conceptual intellect different is man has conceptual, animal doesn't, but also in the way it functions functionally, man is differentiated from the behemoth. But once in man, the intellect is only in the service of the emotions of his instincts. Then there's no hope for him anymore. Then he's finished. That's a das kerach. He can't talk. What are you talking about? He can't. There's no way to reach him anymore. The intellect is distorted. But if he's just, his emotions are confused, but his intellect is really pure, but he doesn't have the right relationship now. If you show him now why he's making a mistake, he'll see it. So his intellect is free. Then he's still in the level of Adam. Then you can talk to him. That's what Chalam Mishgaga. So the bezin, what?
What?
So now you can't say we're good. You have to say what? Bezin Shalmata now. When the Bezin Paskins, after Kol Nidre, if they give the psak, they give one more psak. They give a psak on the Am, that the Am really doesn't deserve to be destroyed. Because they say that the reason why people aren't keeping the Torah, they're not doing the right thing. They're not keeping the Torah. The reason why they're not keeping the Torah is with Paskin. They're not keeping the Torah because they don't know, not because they're hopelessly distorted. What they're saying is it's a conversion. They're saying this Eidah is not really an Eidah. You think it's an Eidah, it really is an Am. That's what they're saying. The Eidah is they're converting Eidah to Am. And with the conversion of Eidah to Am, they convert Zod into Shgaga. The conversion process. That's what they're saying. They're saying they're not an Eidah. Eidah is what they're not. It's a negation. They're not an Eidah, they're an Am. That's what they're saying. What? They're saying that he is.
What if he isn't?
Huh? What was he with Spal? He's in Spal Takarish Baruch because he said that he shouldn't destroy them. Why? Because they really don't know. That's what he was saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? They are. That's what he's saying, what they are. We have a right to be misbaled Hashem, that he should have Rachmanis on the klal because of the fact that he should judge them this way because of the fact that they're Amaratzim. That's what we're saying. That's what the Bezin says. Okay, Vayem Hashem, and that's what says Vayem Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha that Moshe Rabbeinu passed. It means that when Moshe Rabbeinu, what he's saying is like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't just a tefillah. It wasn't just b'teres tefillah. He was mispalel b'teres dayan. He was a dayan. So he judged Klal Yisrael. He passed it this way. And then the tefillah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabelis psak. And we do the same thing. That's what we do the same thing. Okay. That's why Odom has to be Noye. He was down the Klal. He said the Klal is really a bunch of... people who don't know what they're doing, an Am, Shgoga, and then he paskin at the Shagin, and then with the Spala Karsh Baruch Hu, he should accept his Psak. We do the same thing. That's the Tzuras HaTfilah from Moshe Rabbeinu that we derive. That's the way it is. Okay. That's why by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed by Amalek, you had Aaron Vachur also. Why? Because they were acted as a bezdin. First after Paskin, can't just come and misfollow Hashem. Well, misfollow some of the first brothers. Just why? First they Paskin that they weren't Chayav Kliya. Paskin they weren't Chayav Kliya from Amalek. You see? And then the tefillah is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept the psak of the bezdin that they Paskin. Just like another bezdin. That's the fun. I have a kashis, I have bezin, get pasin, didn't take a survey, didn't take a survey. That's the lacha fila. We work and have kashis, a lot of kashis.
Okay. The order of
well, let's
the
understand what the order, what the Seder Advarim is, what's going on here. How it works in reality, I have a lot of kashis, I work, a lot of things I understand about fila. Be another one. Yeah.
Why did you say
is to humble yourself before the true idea. There are a lot of kashis, a lot of things I understand. 5 years from now, maybe you'll understand it. But meantime, know exactly what it is. This is the way it is. Okay? Alright. Shechiyano comes in right after that. Why the next thing is Shechiyano? Because once Bezin, Pashkin, Slicha, and Kapara, and Mechila, then it becomes Yom Kippurim. Then you can say Shechiyano. That's the essence of the Grisha Yom, is Slicha, and Kapara, and Mechila. Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara. So then you say Shechiyano, Vikimon, Vigyam, Lazmanazah. That's the whole Seder. Beautiful? At least now you'll understand what's going on by Kol Nidre, right? You're interested in terms of the Holocaust. He did mention that the he said that the Eda sometimes functions as Eda, sometimes functions as Am. Eda is the highest level, and Am is the lowest level. He says that he mentions so far as the he said I'm not excluding myself. He says I myself hold that I was wrong, and so far as the by the Holocaust, he says the way Jews acted at that time. That it was wrong. That they didn't the way they didn't protest. He says they accepted everything FDR said, you know, and they didn't question him. They're like, "Was Taras Moshe?" He says they were wrong. He says, "What could we have done?" He says, "I should have screamed." He says, "I should have shouted that alone, you know, should have done something." So he says, "No, they made a mistake." Okay, that was he said that was an example of a Taras Am. In Eretz Yisrael today, he says they're acting correctly. He's not saying that everything they're doing in Eretz Yisrael is right, but they're acting basically.
He said the American community,
the Jewish community. No, with Eretz Yisrael too, mentioned the Begin. That's already the Teres Eda. Okay. It has nothing to do with this. That's Gilui Shina. Gilui Shina. To add another Lefnei Hashem. Add another Lefnei Hashem in the Tefillah. So in the Tefillah, so the Tefillah really has, how many Lefnei Hashems does the Tefillah have?
Four.
One Lefnei Hashem is the Vidui in the Tefillah. The Tefillah itself is Lefnei Hashem. What else is Lefnei Hashem? Slich is Lefnei Hashem. And the Bezin is Lefnei Hashem. Because the whole Yom Kippur centers around the Tefillah. And around the tefillah Yom Kippur, what's the essence of is Lifnei Hashem? So that's why you have four Lifnei Hashems.
Nice.
You say all ordinarily you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei LeOlam Voed. You say it quietly in Kriya Shema, right? But the minig is that you say that on Yom Kippur at night you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei LeOlam Voed out loud. Okay, it says it's brought down. It's an old minute. It goes back to some Rishonim. Shitz Rishonim. Why is this so? What is the source of the minute?
Okay.
Quietly. The Gemara Pesachim says. What? There's two. There's Gemara Pesachim and then there's a... then there's a... Pishkei Rav Lakha. Right? It says that why do you say Baruch Shem from Chosun Havayev? So the Pirkei Avos tells a little story. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shemayim and he heard the Malachim say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Avod. So he stole it from the Malachim. So he says something that's stolen. You don't see you say quietly. When he was a youngster and he was in Reb Chaim's house, so he was a little kid. He says going cheder, and so he one time heard Reb Chaim saying Krishna. So Reb Chaim said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Avod out loud. So he learned in yeshiva, you know how to do this. So he asked his father, and his father asked Reb Chaim in his name, why he did it. So Reb Chaim said that Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Avod, you have to say quietly, only B'tzibor. But B'yachid, you could say it out loud. What's the pshat? Say it like this.
He asked the question. Say like this. He said, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Krishma. Is Krishma a Davar Shebekdusha, or is Krishma not a Davar Shebekdusha? What's the law? It's not. How do you know?
You don't need a minion.
Otherwise, you couldn't say Krishma be a fetus. But, he asked another question. Can Krishma be Nitva in a Davar Shebekdusha also? Can it be said that Torah is Davar Shebekdusha? Or it's completely a Davar Shebekdusha, like a Berchas Hananim. Berchas Hananim can never be a Davar Shebekdusha?
No.
It's impossible. You have 100 people saying Berchas Hananim. It's not a Davar Shebekdusha. Is Krishma inherently something which is incapable of being said by Torah Davar Shebekdusha? Or it's not a Davar Shebekdusha, but there's a separate, it can have a kiyum of Davar Shebekdusha also under certain circumstances. What do you say?
Have a
kedusha of Musa. If you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, introduce kedusha of Musa. Of course, the reason was because of Xerah, because they couldn't say Krishna, so they put it in Davar Shebekdusha. But you see, anyways, from the fact they put it in there, you see that kedusha that Kriya Shema can be said b'Torah is Davar Shebekdusha, right? Ah, I feel like it. He said that Davar Shebekdusha really requires a matir. Really, when the Malachim say, Kaddish, 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 Shem Tzvakas Malach Alaz Tuvayda, right? So, when the Malachim say it, so really, a Malach has a right to say it, but we have no right to say it. What right do we have to really say Kaddish, Kaddish? We don't even know what we're talking about. What right do we have to enunciate these words and say it? The answer is we need a Mate. Where's the Mate for the Kedusha? The Mate for the Kedusha is that it's written in Tarshah B'Ksav, right? In Yishayo, right? V'Karaz Al Zeviyama, Kaddish, 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 Shem Tzvakas Malach Alaz Tuvayda. So the reason that was that's from Tillim. So you see, so the Davar Shebekdusha, the Matir, to saying the Davar Shebekdusha is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in Torah Shebekdusha. Once he gives it to us in Torah Shebekdusha, now we have a right to say it. If he didn't give it to us in Torah Shebekdusha, we wouldn't have a right to say it. So therefore, he said, you could say Kadosh Kadosh, but you can't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Lolam Void, because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Lolam Void is not in Torah Shebekdusha. It's not in Torah Shebekdusha, so you have no right to say it. The Torah Davar Shebekdusha. It's true, B'Migdash they said it, but the Migdash didn't say the Torah Davar Shebekdusha. See? Doesn't necessarily mean they said the Torah Davar Shebekdusha. I will soon see that. Alright? But the Torah Davar Shebekdusha, you cannot say, but Davar Shebekdusha means you are being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like the Malachim. Right? On the contrary, it's very good. It says, because that's the matir. So you have to have the matir. That's the matir. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in our Torah, so therefore, that he said, we have a right to use it. Otherwise, how could you learn Torah? It's impossible. So he gave it to us, so we have a right to say it. Even though we don't fully comprehend what we mean, we have a right to say it. Because ordinarily, you can't say things. You have no right. The Gemara says Shvachas Mamachem is Ein Zeh El Macharif Megadeh, because you don't know what you're saying. Whatever you're saying, whatever idea you have, a perfection is the greatest imperfection. But you need a matter for that, right? 5,000 Shvachas. Siyamto Shvachas Gemara. Okay. So therefore, you understand. So therefore, you need a matter. The matter is that it was given and written in Tarshah B'Ksav. Okay. But Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Void is not found in Tarshah B'Ksav. So therefore, really, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Void, you cannot say B'Teres Davar Shebekdusha like the Malachim on the Kaddish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say it because you have no right to do that. He says, so that's why. What about what? No, Musaf, you don't say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Void. You just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That you can say. That's a pasuk in the Torah. See? So he says, that's why Reb Chaim held that you're not allowed to say it B'Tzibur. Because the Tzibur, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, but Tzibur, because Kriya Shema can have a kiyum of Davar Shebekdusha too. Apparently, Reb Chaim held that when you say Krishma, but Tzibur, it has a kiyum of Davar Shebekdusha. But Baruch Shem from Chazon Avodah, you have to say it quietly. Why do you say it quietly? Because then it's not Davar, then you're not saying it because Davar Shebekdusha, you're saying it yourself. You say it yourself, it's not Davar Shebekdusha. You say it Basar, then it's Davar Shebekdusha. Right?
We have to say it
silently. Shema Yisrael, everybody can say it together, but Tzibur. As a kiyum of Davar Shebekdusha. Right?
But Baruch Shem doesn't, if we have no right to say it out loud.
But Baruch Shem, if you say it, well, you say it out loud, so then you'd be saying it, then you're doing it B'Teres Davar Shebekdusha, which is awesome. See? Yeah. So that's why I say it quietly. Really quietly, there's no issue, because you're not doing it B'Teres Davar Shebekdusha.
Right?
Is it clear?
Yeah.
So that's what happens. The Chaim Hill, you could say it out loud. Why? Because of what? Because then it's definitely not Tashur. You're saying a Bechidus. The whole purpose of saying quietly is to make it Bechidus. Right? Okay. That you could say. That you could say yourself, whatever idea you have. But you have no right to elevate it to the idea of a Darshan Yudish just like the Malachim do. Apparently, just to say it, you're allowed to say it. That's what you say. Yeah, just say like that. The issur is to say it like the Malachim said it. That's the issur. Because then you're putting yourself in a status like you're really being a Shabeach. Because the Malachim and the Shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Right? Malachim are the intelligences. Intelligences, they perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're Shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. So they're allowed to say it. But now, if you're saying that you're saying it in that framework, that you have no right to do. You're just saying it, it's something else. It's Father, I perceive it. I'm saying Baruch Hu. I'm not saying it. The teres real shevach. I admit it's not a real shevach. I'm just whatever I understand it is. But if you say a teres shevach, then you're putting yourself on the status that you are being a mishabeach over here. Oh, just a second. Now you have no right to do unless God said you could do it. Otherwise, you have no right. Otherwise, it'll be a priest of covenant. If God gives you permission, then it's not a priest of covenant anymore because you're saying it. I know I have no right to say it. I'm only saying because God gave me the permit to do it. And you understand that you're not really doing it. But to put yourself on a level without the permit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already means that you have to really be on a level. You're saying you're on a level. You're not on a level. It's not a shevach. On the contrary, it's a g'nai. Right? Okay. So you say, on Yom Kippur night, you say, Baruch Shem from Achus Olam Voed, Bechol Ram. So you said, what? Out loud. And Matir on Yom Kippur, to say Baruch Shem from Achus Olam Voed, because Devash Bekdusha is, because... What is the Mechaper? What is the Mechaper on Yom Kippurim? The Mechaper on Yom Kippurim is the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. But to say, Ono, the Tosis brings down, in the second, first Ono Hashem, Ono Hashem Chatasi, Ono Hashem Chatu Avu Pashu Lefenecha Kol Beis Yisrael, right? And then he says, Ono, the Rambam has Ono, the Mishnah says, Ono Hashem Kaperna. But the Tosis brings down, the name of the Yishalmi, that you don't say Ono Hashem Kaperna, Ono. Bashem Kaperna. Bashem. So Bashem means that the Mechaper, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechaper with the Shem Havaya, with the concepts involved in the Shem Havaya of his nature. That's why he's Mechaper. The Shem Havaya is Mechaper with the Shem. The Shem Havaya is a definition. It's a concept of God. He's Mechaper because if you understand his nature, that's what I understand is a Mechaper. So the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. So he says, since the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper on Yom Kippurim, he says, that's the matir for saying Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam Voed, the Teras Devash
Bekdusha. Because Baruch Shem is named like Shem Hashem.
Because in other words, on Yom Kippurim the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper, right?
Yeah. So
the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. Now, since the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper, so we have a right to say Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam Voed, the Teras Devash Bekdusha.
What's the name?
You also have to say, according to this pshat, you have to say in the midrash also instead of the Teras Devash Bekdusha. But they have a right to the Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. In other words, it's the Teres Mechaper. The Shem Havaya is the Mechaper, so you have a right to be Meshabeach. Insofar as the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. That's why. In other words, ordinarily you can't say Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're relating to his essence. His essence, you have no right to be Meshabeach. Whatever you're saying is wrong. But now it's being a Mechaper in those terms, I'm Meshabeach, Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just insofar as the Shem Havaya is a Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. That's only in Yom Kippur. That's no other time of the year. That's why only in Yom Kippur you're allowed to say Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm saying, I'm being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Teres, I'm being Meshabeach Hashem for say you can't. But I'm being Meshabeach, the Shem Havaya insofar as it's a Mechaper. That was given to us, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mechaper. So that's why Elias said, Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Teres Devash Bekdusha, only when? Only once a year, only in Yom Kippur. That's what he said. Nice chat. Okay, that was it. In the Rambam of his Tshuva. Any questions? Well, one thing I want to say, I can say very briefly, I'm going to just say it now.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Actually, really, it's important for Yom Kippur. Allah Alamaisi, you have to know what Yom Kippur is. Interesting thing is, maybe some of you guys heard, I don't know. We mentioned in Shia, the format of Tshuva. And Bruce asked before, why is it that Vidu is Lefnei Hashem? Good question. Why is Vidu? What's Lefnei Hashem and Vidu? We're working on the Rambam in Perek Alf Melchus Tshuva. So the Rambam says, how does a person shove? What is the Vidu? Rambam says like this. Ono Hashem. The person says, Ono Hashem. Ono is a Lashon of calling to Hashem. Ono Hashem. Chatasi, Avisi, Parshati Lefanecha Vasisi Kach Vakach. And he enunciates exactly what he did. This is Kach Vakach. Are Boishti Vinechlamti Vinechlamti. What? I said Nechlamti. Are Nechamti Uboishti Bemasai Ula Oilam Eni Chayzel Adoverzeh. That's the Russian Rambam. Okay. I want to take the first part. The Gemara in Yuma over there, whether you say, why you say Chatasi or Visi Pashati? Why don't you say the other way, or Visi Pashati Chatasi? So the answer is because the Gemara says that when you mispalel, it's machlokes there, but we hold that when you mispalel, so you ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu first for a small thing and then for a big thing. Of course, it doesn't mean that this really makes a difference in terms of whether you're going to get it. But it means, it shows that a person has a concept of what Lefnei Hashem is. A person goes Lefnei Hashem and right away he asks for the big thing and he says a mechutz. You know what I mean? It's chutzpah, doesn't understand. Lefnei Hashem, just a moment here, Lefnei Hashem, just a second. First, let's try this. Okay, first he asks for chatasi. Chatasi means b'shogei, avisi means b'mezid, and the last one is pashati means that he was what's the lashon over there? Lahachas means avisi. The difference is like this: chatasi means b'shogei. They understand. Avisi means b'mezid, but b'mezid because I did a b'mezid because of taiva. Taiva got me. I did a b'mezid. I was wrong, but it was just because of the taivas. Pashati means I just didn't care about the whole system. That's pashati. That's already merit. I didn't care about the whole system. Forget it. I don't care about it. Okay. So the question that we asked was, why is it formulated? I understand in the Vida Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol is mispal for Klal Yisrael, Ana Chatu Avu Pashu Lefenecha Kol Beis Yisrael Ana Bashem Kapen Alachatoyim Velachoynes Lapshoyim. So I understand why he has to have first the small thing, because Lefnei Hashem, you don't have the chutzpah to go and ask for the big thing. First you have the small thing, that's because of Hashem. But why is it when the person is misvada that a person says chatasi first, then avisi, then pashati? You'd think it should be the other way, because here it's an admission of guilt. So you shouldn't admit first your little I did a little avera, I did more. It sounds like he's being ma'akev his admission, he's holding back. You should really say, no, I was the worst rasha possible. Pashati, and then avisi, and then chatasi. Right? One question. Another question we asked was, why does he have to say, "Ana Hashem Chatasi Visi Pashati Lefonecha Vasisi Kach Vakach"? What would be terrible for Lefonecha Vasisi? Lefonecha, I mean, of course, Lefonecha. Ana Chatasi Visi Pashati Vasisi Kach Vakach. Right? Okay. Another question, of course, is why do you have to have the Ana Hashem? Why do you have to have the Ana Hashem for? Right? Besides, one of just one question, you could just say, all the person should have to say is, Asisi kach v'kach, v'arei nichanti uboishti v'masai l'olam en yichayz l'davazim. That's all you have to say, really. Why do you say, Ono chatasi, Ono Hashem, Ono Hashem, chatasi avisi pshat l'vnecha, asisi kach v'kach. Alright? So I want to say this one thing over here. That the pshat is when a person does tshuva. You see, the truth of the matter is, that what does it mean when a person does tshuva? A person does tshuva means hindsight. He sees that he made a mistake in retrospect. Right? Okay. What's the mistake he made? He made a mistake with regard to the most important element in his nature, which is his soul. And what he did was, he did something which is harmful to himself. Right? Okay. So you could say that a person would say, very, very simply, say like this, look, I did this thing which is wrong for me, and therefore I won't do it anymore. Right? What he's doing is, what he's attempting to do is to undo the harmful effect of something which was very, very detrimental to his soul, right? You see, that's not enough. It seems that's not enough. Why? Because the pshat is, Yahadus maintains that it's not just a chait that he did something harmful to his soul, like a person did something harmful to his body. But really, when a person is a chaite, what happens? Not just that he did something awful, it's true. But the real harm, it eventuates. There's different levels of harm. Of course, the harm can be seen right away. A person did a chait, went after his emotions. Now you see that he's not really on the level anymore. He's not functioning properly. His mind is distorted, all these things. But the ultimate distortion, the ultimate evil that occurs is that he is away from the source of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate evil. What is the greatest level? Is Avas Hashem. Greatest level of Avas Hashem. Av Hashem means that ultimately all perfection, everything that's perfection, ultimately is always unified in one state, the greatest state, that the person is constantly with Nei Hashem, is constantly perceiving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level. Now, why does he say Lefanecha? The Lefanecha is really the giveaway. Lefanecha means like this. When a person is a chayte, he has to deny that he's Lefnei Hashem. It's a denial of the Lefnei Hashem. If a person recognizes that he's in the presence of the absolute being, the one who has the total knowledge, and this is really the absolute knowledge in terms of his life, how can he be a chayte? It's an impossibility. See, Lefanecha is always a denial. It's a denial. Whenever a person is a chayte, he denies the Lefanecha. So that's why when he's a shuv b'shuva, he has to reinstate the Lefanecha. He has to recognize that the essence of the chait was that he wasn't Lefanecha. Chatas avisa p'shat Lefanecha. How could I do that? So the whole, really in tshuva, the tshuva is not just that this avera did X harm to you. It's true it did the harm, but the ultimate harm was really that it took you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the ultimate harm. That's why really in tshuva, it's not enough a person would say, Asisi kach v'kach, bareini chamti, ubeishti b'masai, that wouldn't be enough. Because everything in perfection, the real perfection is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he has to say, Ona Hashem! It must be Ona Hashem. Why has it be Ona Hashem? President, look, I made a mistake. No, Ona Hashem means that he's reaching back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ona Hashem. He has to mention God. If he doesn't mention God, then there's no tshuva. That's not a real tshuva. So the Ona Hashem means, that's why, what does the word tshuva really mean? Tshuva, what does tshuva mean? Tshuva doesn't mean, really tshuva should be charata. Why do you say the word tshuva? You say charata. Charata should be the thing. No, charata is part of it. But the charata eventuates in a tshuva l'makom. V'shavto ad ad Hashem alekecha v'shamata v'kolo. Tshuva Yisrael ad ad Hashem alekecha. Because the perfection, the real state of perfection is Eved Me'ava. That's the real ultimate state. Whereas with Nei Hashem, he's Eved, constantly in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why really, I would say the difference between the Rambam is if you look in the Rambam and the Mar Vilchim, see the Rambam is an Aristotelian, not a Platonist. But in Plato, the main idea is in terms of ethics, in terms of ethical harm. But actually in Yahadis, it's more than that. Not just that it's true that if a person is imperfected, he ruins his life here. That's true. But the ultimate way of life is always, has to be in Yahadis, it's God-centered. Because that's the highest level. Perceiving the ultimate reality, that's the highest level. Not just the fact that a person did a chayit, did something wrong. That's an ethical thing. But Yahadis is a metaphysical religion. It's not just an ethical religion. You can have an ethical religion without it. You can have an ethical system without the metaphysics. But Yahadis, the essence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest mitzvah is Das Hashem and Avas Hashem. All the mitzvahs tie in ultimately in that. When a Rambam criticized the Mayneh mitzvahs, they say that they want to put two mitzvahs under one because it has a common denominator. He says, put it all under Avas Hashem. It's all mitzvahs. You know, you want everything to be more tied in mitzvahs. Because the ultimate is, the final perfection is, it's Yahadis is metaphysics, is a metaphysical religion. The ultimate perfection is Nei Hashem. So that's why, what? Since it's a reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an attempt to return, you don't have, it's just like by Tefillah, you don't have the chutzpah to attempt to return, you see, by saying first you did the worst Avla. Okay? It's on Hashem, he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's similar to a Tefillah. On Hashem, Chatas, he's reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept him, that he should be able to be Eimed Lefnei Hashem. Then he has to say first Chatas, he's going to visit him for Shat, because otherwise it would be a chutzpah to do it. Since it's dealing essentially with his relationship to God, see, chait, whenever a person does a chait, he breaks his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the tshuva has to be, Ad Ad Hashem Alekecha. He's attempting to reinstate, he's asking God to reinstate that relationship. So he doesn't have the chutzpah to say first, Pashati, and that's why I want you to reinstate the relationship. See, and the relationship isn't just insofar as he's concerned, it's a double relationship. It's a relationship insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned also. Because in Yahadis, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is the Bairei Olam. He's the Bairei Olam. On the one side, you see the Chachmas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bairei Olam. He created the whole system of the universe and everything that's in all the Chachmah that's found in it. But also, there's this specific Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, to Klal Yisrael, to an Adam. That's an essential part of Yahadis. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. A great physicist like Einstein, only sees one phase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the Chachmas Hashem. And that's why he understood, he He understood it as a Borei Olam from that, you see. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood more than that. It's true that that's one phase, but one phase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other phase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's one of the Yisrei Adas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misnabe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Nevuah. So a person reaches a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to him intellectually through Nevuah. So there's a concept of Hashgach. So Tshuva really is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu two ways. First, we'll return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as he himself is concerned perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and secondly, insofar as he relates to Hashgachas Hashem. There's two ways that a Jew relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as he perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, like the Rambam says, when a person understands the Chachmas Hashem, Yadu Mesava Leides Hashem HaGadol. That's one way. And the second way is that he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a direct relationship also, not just because he contemplates and understands as much as he can from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a direct, once a person reaches that level, there's a direct relationship of the Hashgacha relates to him. So when he's Shovel Hashem, he's Shovel Hashem two ways, that he perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that the Hashgacha relates to him. To say to when he, that's the Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem! Chatasi Avisi Pashatu Lefanecha. He wants to return to the situation where he's under the Ashgacha. Then he has to say Chatasi first. That would be a chutzpah to say Pashati, and now I want the Ashgacha. It would be demanding, it would be presumptuous to make such a demand. So at first he has to know that it would be nice if the Ashgacha will accept me for Chatasi. Maybe they'll accept me for Ravisi, and maybe for Pashati. You see? But essentially, Tshuva, what's the essence of Tshuva is? The essence of Tshuva is Lashuv Ad Hashem. Why? Because when a person is created, before he does the first chait, in the first moment when he's bar mitzvah, before he does the first chait, he is lifnei Hashem, because he's a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a creation, any creature that's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's in a state with lifnei Hashem. But then he corrupts his way and he goes away from that perfect state. Then he has to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be under his Hashgacha and to conceive and to be able to contemplate and understand God. That's really what tshuva is. Tshuva isn't just that it's an ethical harata. That's not what tshuva is. This is more than that. Ethical, yes, of course it's wrong. Of course it's bad for a person. It's bad for a person in many ways. But essentially it's bad because it takes him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the whole tshuva is Ono Hashem. That's why even though he did a specific avera, you see, even though he did a specific avera, the specific avera is not so bad, the specific avera. What's bad about the specific avera is that it broke the relationship. That's why I wanted an answer, and Rosner kept pestering me with this question. I'm glad he did, because the answer really is like this. Insofar as Yom HaKippurim is concerned, Rambam says that tshuva is a mechaper, and Yom HaKippurim is a mechaper, but it says mechaper lashavim. So the question is, what do you mean? If you look at the Rambam, it's very hard to understand. So he says tshuva is a mechaper. So what kind of mechaper is Yom HaKippurim? Tshuva is enough. What's Yom HaKippurim? The Rambam says that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper lashavim. So he said that there's two things, that tshuva is a mechaper directly, because you have charata on a specific action. But Yom HaKippurim is a mechaper lashavim, the Rambam means, to the gavra who's a shav. The question arose, and he kept on asking me, what does it mean a gavra who's a shav? The answer is, if a person does tshuva properly, then he's definitely a gavra that's a shav. He does tshuva from one avera properly, he's a gavra that's a shav. Because you see that in tshuva, there's two things. In tshuva, he has to have charata on a specific action, and how, but what's the formula for the charata on a specific action? The formula for the charata on a specific action is that he's a gavra that's a shav. He has to say, Ono Hashem, chatosi vizi pashat lefanecha. I want to be under the Ashgacha again. I want to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So even one avera, if he's a real shav, if he really does tshuva, he really does ma'aseh tshuva, so then the gavra is a shav. In every, that's why in every tshuva the Rambam says you have to start off Ono Hashem Chatosu Vizu Tshuva Fenecha Sisa Kavaka. One second. So the difference is like this though. In tshuva, the specific chait is removed by the enunciation of the specific chait, but only that chait. But on Yom Kippur, even if he doesn't enunciate the other chait, let's say he did five chatoyim and he does tshuva on one, then Yom HaKippurim will be mechaper, because the gavra, if the gavra does a proper tshuva on that one chait, then the Yom HaKippurim will be a mechaper. Why? Because through the first tshuva that he did, he's a gavra that's a shav. A gavra that's a shav, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper even for the other verse that he didn't enunciate the specific ma'aseh ha'avera. You understand what I mean? You see? So it comes out that tshuva requires a gavra that's a shav is a kiyum in tshuva. You see? A gavra that's a shav is a kiyum in tshuva. You know what I mean? But the... And if the gavra is a gavra that's a shav, then Yom HaKippurim is mechaper for the other affairs, even the ones that he didn't enunciate. The Rav said that there's several lifnei Hashem, and vidui is one of the lifnei Hashem. That's the first one I mentioned. Why is vidui lifnei Hashem? Because the Vidu, what is Vidu? Vidu is Tshuva. Vidu is the verbalization, the final formulation of Tshuva. Final formulation of Tshuva is Ana Hashem. That's one way of Lefnei Hashem. See? Then you have Tefillah, and then you have the and Slichas, and then
so
the Rav mentioned also, he said that the tie-in between Kol Nidre and between the Psakov and Islach is the tie-in is like this, because really what is Kol Nidre? What is the how do you matan the Darum? By Hataras the Darum is by making the guy into a shegeg. You know, you say the guy didn't know what he was doing.
Harata.
It's a Yireel. Harata, the whole thing by Neder, Hataras the Darum, remember last year? Hataras the Darum is that you say, you make the Neder into nothing. You say the guy didn't know what he, it wasn't Adam Beshrua. He didn't know what he was doing. So the same thing over here. Okay. That's it.